Hey, it is time to prepare to celebrate, and here's why. Coming right up. Woohoo! Hey, welcome to Wolves Watch. It is time to prepare to celebrate. Here's what that means. Here is what that means. It is August, which means the year is over. If you're an entrepreneur, your marketing year is over. It's time to prepare for 2024's success. Now, if you've been with Wolf's Watch for a while, you'll know why. If not, here's the reason. Here is the reason for that. This is August. By the time you plan what you're going to do for 2024, it will probably be October. When you begin to implement. If you implement in October, that means you'll have cash in sales in the bank account, not on paper, but we're talking in your bank account in January of 2024. All of your competitors, they'll be just starting to implement, which means they won't be seeing the cash. They won't be seeing the profitability. They won't know if their new marketing initiatives, if that new product or service launch that they're doing is going to work until March or April. You'll already be through all of that and rocking the year. So you're getting a full calendar years of performance. Now, here's what you need to do in starting that. I just recommend this. It's maybe not what you need to do. All right, I'm not going to soften it. This is what you need to do. Because I've seen it time and time again, and I've done this. I just always set my expectations too low. And here's an exercise that I learned. Keep this quick. It's going to be simple. And this riffs on the book that Dan Sullivan and a co-author of his came out with. It's, you know, 10X is easier than 2X. And no, I'm not going to use the 10X factor. But here's something. What do you think you can do next year in revenue, in sales for your company? As a business owner, what do you think you can do in 2024? Now stretch that. I mean, if everything lined up, if it is perfect, smooth sailing, the economy's picking up, customers are rushing to you effortlessly, what would your stretch goal be? What is just, you know, just right at that ragged edge where you're just not comfortable? I know that's a lot of justs, right? There's a lot of ifs, ands, buts, and maybes in planning and projection, which is what we're talking about here. What is it for the next year, for the calendar year, 2024, in terms of saying, you know what, here's the sales goal that we're going to set that would make you uncomfortable, right? You're going, oh man, I don't know if we could do that. It's still within the realm of believability, just way outside your comfort zone. Now, write that down. Once you've written that down, multiply that times 4. Now, hang with me for a second, all right? Hold on. Hang with me for a second. Multiply that times 4. What is that number you've got now? If that were to be your goal for next year, what would prevent you from being able to do it, right? Because you go beyond just to the very limits of your credibility, believability, and then multiply that times 4, what is it that would prevent that from happening? Because there's a lot of realistic reasons that you probably couldn't do that today, from today's reality, from today's planning, today's systems, today's resources. What would it be? More people? Can't connect with the right customers? You know, it would be a radical, never done it before level of growth for your business. You need you need other parties. What are the barriers? Now, if you could eliminate those barriers, you'd be able to do that, right? So take a look at those barriers. What would it take to eliminate each one of those? Or even the top 3? What would the impact of that be if you could eliminate those? How close could you get to that beyond what you think you could do times 4? What would it take to eliminate those? Now, back up to today, how could you implement that? And what would your year look like? And how much more would you be going, woo, yeah, celebrate at the end of 2024? Just a quick exercise for being able to stretch beyond and get your team involved. You know, you're running a business. You've got a team of people that work for you, either directly on payroll or that they work with on a contract basis that are part of your extended team, your advisory board. You do have an advisory board, right? Please. Food for thought. I'll assume you have an advisory board. You know, reach out to your advisory board, people that you trust, and take a look at what that would be, you know, and say, hey, how do I remove these barriers, and list their help and how to remove that list of barriers from being able to go beyond what you think you could do times four. Now, what would your new 2024 look like? Start planning that out, what you need to do to remove those barriers, to hit those goals, and begin implementing so that you have your marketing starting no later than October. Because most businesses have about a 90-day cycle. Now, before you say, oh, I'm digital, we're immediate, hold that thought. Most businesses have plus or minus, right? My over-under is 90 days to go from here's a new program that's being put in place, a new marketing activity is being put in place, to when you actually get a dollar in your bank account as a result of sales. Because think about that. It's from beginning something new, right? Which is part of your plan for next year, right? To how long does it take to get a dollar of sales revenue from that effort in the bank, right? Not on paper, not promised, not a return on ad spend, not a click, return on cost per clicks, anything like that. Actually having the money in the bank, because even if you're digital, it is not spontaneous. Someone clicks, immediately goes into your bank account. Doesn't work that way. That cash is not available to you immediately. It may show up on a statement somewhere, the transaction is recorded, but if you go down to the bank and attempt to withdraw that money or write a check against it, it's a problem, because I don't know, the bank will still tell you it could take 48 to 72 hours for it to appear in your account. So magically it's, you know, floating somewhere, and they're making, that's how the part of how they make their profits. So you've got at least several days. And I'll bet if truth were to be told, you're measuring that in day, at least days, maybe weeks. For most businesses, looking at up to 90 days. Some businesses, way longer than that. So back that up. It's August. Time to plan for 2024, because the year's over from your perspective as a business owner, right? Because when you begin planning and you implement, you're not going to get that dollar in your bank account as in new sales as a result, new profits as a result, until January. Prove me wrong. If that's not true for your business, put it in the comments. Want to hear more about that. See what's going on in your business. So time to start celebrating. Prepare to celebrate. Do that quick exercise today, right? What is beyond what you think you could do in a perfect world? Your stretch goal plus a little bit. You know, it's still in the realm of possibility. You just don't think it's likely to happen. Write that down. Multiply that times four. Take that number and look at it and go, okay, what would prevent you from doing it? Then start reaching out to the people that you trust and plan on how could you eliminate those barriers, and then get your plan in place for 2024. Implement, be prepared to implement no later than October, so that you're getting a full benefit in calendar year 2024, while most of your competitors aren't going to be seeing their 2024 real dollars hitting their bank account until March. It gives you a strategic advantage. Thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. I will see you on the trail.